Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Ah, went down the wrong hole. Well, that's what I get. Excuse me. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Downloading the show, listening in. Whatever you're doing. Thanks. Jason, how are you?
Good, how are you?
All right. Kareem, how about yourself?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, we got a lot to get to. We have the saga of Dick Chase.
Hmm.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
Hmm.
A faux pas with an Uber.
Ooh.
A naughty teacher. And we got a follow-up on a very angry lady in a McDonald's.
Hmm.
McDonald's. All right, welcome in. Just want to remind you once again, I know we harped on this last episode, but it's a new thing. We have a new partner here on the Nate Darling Show. We still have our association with Amazon, so if you want to get anything from Amazon, go ahead and please click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. But we have also just added a new partner, and that is Target.com. And how do you do that? Well, there's a Shop Target ad, a Shop Target tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. There's also a bunch of banner ads. Click through any of those. They'll take you to Target.com and then shop like you normally would. And, we get a little taste of that. It does not cost you anything extra. And with the Target.com, you can have it shipped to your house, or you can pick it up in store. So you've got the option. Or you can have it shipped to the store.
However.
Because here's the thing. This time of year, package thieves are rampant. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, let's say your job doesn't exist anymore, so you can't have it shipped to your work. Let's just say that. By the way, I had a package en route from Amazon when my job disappeared.
Oops.
So I had to go back. I had to go back and pick it up. So on, it was Tuesday, I got a call and I talked to the guy at the front desk, Brandon, and I'm like, hey, I got an Amazon package coming. It's a Christmas gift for my wife. Can you give me a call when it comes in so I can come pick it up? Because it was already en route. There was no...
There's no change in direction?
No. There was not. There was not. And when I went to pick it up, Brandon was not at the front. In fact, no one was at the front desk. So when I hit the call button, because of all the security, it was just random who was going to answer the phone that was ringing at the front desk. And it was a very nervous sales assistant. Because clearly no one had, after three of us were, told our job has vanished like something in a Penn and Teller show.
Oh, so there was other people that were laid out.
There were three of us.
Hmm.
That was the talk of the office for that day and probably into Monday.
Hmm.
So, when someone who has been had their job vanish shows up, you're like, I'm like, hey, it's Nate. I'm here to pick up a package that was delivered here. She's like, oh, come on in. Like, yeah.
She was looking for your AR.
Making sure you weren't carrying any suitcases or...
Nope.
Bags, wearing a long coat.
Looking for your AR.
Yeah, I had it in my beard.
That could fit there.
It's true. My beard is magnificent. I don't know. It's really weird. Lately, I have this bit of a Thor feeling about myself at times.
Mm.
You know, because people would in the Marvel movies, people would compliment Thor, and he's like, "Of course, of course, it's magnificent.
Of course, I'm handsome."
Yeah, right. And then, of course, it's then overwhelmed by the sense of self doubt. It's that mighty struggle between Thor like confidence and incredible self doubt.
Well, that's just, you know,
normal. So all of those things happening. By the way, I just want to clear something up right now. And I know I mentioned this a little bit in the last show. I am not here or anywhere else, going to be quote unquote airing dirty laundry about what happened.
Damn.
Or how it happened or anything like that.
The computer.
It's true.
Is upset with
not
it,
okay. If you're hoping to hear something juicy and me being angry and me ripping someone to shreds, that's not going to happen.
No, we did that off the air.
I'll do it for you. Fuck them all. Fuck them all up against handcuffs.
One of you sons of bitches fucked me.
I'm never, ever going to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine again on your channel.
Oh, you can go ahead and not watch it on ABC 10. What it debuts over there.
Okay.
Go ahead and not watch it there. All right, let me challenge you with this, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're a fairly in the know guy.
I try to be.
I'm going to take out the Sunday Night Show. So Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons, Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
I take out those three shows.
Mm-hmm.
Name two Fox shows currently on the schedule.
Lethal Weapon, not on Sunday night though, right?
Well, I'm saying that I'm not going to count those because those have been on forever. Everybody knows
Lethal Weapon.
Okay, that's one.
Not The Good Doctor. Not Manifest. Empire?
Empire is still on.
Is it still on?
Empire is still on.
I'm trying to think if there's any other ones that I watched that are on there. No, because Last Man on Earth is not on it, and I haven't watched that.
That was canceled. That was canceled. So good job. You were able to name two, but you struggled.
Yeah. I mean, like, Runaways is on. Is it Runaways or Miss, the X-Men
nope.
show that's on there?
No, it is not.
It's not?
Nope.
I thought there was.
There is The Gifted.
The Gifted. That's an X-Men.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Gifted. That's the other one. Lucifer's not on there anymore. Right?
That was canceled.
Yeah. I mean, like, I loved some of those. I used to love me some Fox.
Well, me too.
Fringe was fucking dope.
Well, here's the thing. You know, things change and we all move on.
Yeah. I watch a lot of NBC now, I think.
I watch a lot of nothing in terms of network stuff. Here's the pisser. CBS does not put stuff on Hulu.
Nope. Yeah.
So if you want to watch CBS stuff, you got to get their CBS All Access.
Yeah. So I don't watch anything on CBS. It's unfortunate.
I think it's not really that unfortunate. I tried to watch the new,
Star Trek
Magnum PI.
Oh, I tried to watch that too.
Oh, yeah. So bad.
It was just like nothing about it was like
good.
Yeah. It was just horrible. It was a bad idea.
All right. Well, sometimes what comes back around is good. Like sometimes. Reindeer boobs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, remember, I said a Google News alert for googly eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And this popped up. That's right. Reindeer boobs are back as daring women try out the titillating festive trend. It's a bold take on the ugly Christmas jumper. This is from The Sun. But I've seen this in the States, too. It gained popularity on social media last year. I don't know how many women rolled out with the reindeer boob. If you're unfamiliar, the reindeer boob, basically, you don't wear a bra. You wear a shirt with a hole on one side, and you put a red pasty, or in the case of the lady we're looking at now, a little puffy fuzzy thing, for a nose, and then googly eyes, and then some reindeer antlers, so that one of your teats looks like a reindeer.
That's nice.
I mean, why not have a pair of them? I don't know.
Yeah, we have two. Well, because there's only one Rudolph.
That's true. The other one, you could do two black ones.
We could just have a brown nose.
Yeah.
That nose looks strangely like a nipple.
Pink or brown. Women have been sharing the bejazzled breasts on Instagram, with many covering their nipples in red diamond-like studs or tinsel before applying googly eyes and the felt antlers. They're then sharing the Yuletide selfies with the hashtag Rudolph boob or hashtag reindeer boobs. Rudolph can be exposed in a number of ways, but the easiest seems to be with an over-the-shoulder top or by cutting a hole in the Christmas sweater. Online retailer Etsy is even selling a top with a hole already cut around the bust, which is perfect for those fearless enough to rock the look. I love this one lady who is out at bingo.
Yeah, you can see the woman in back of her is just not having it.
Now, I don't know where this photo was taken. I would imagine the United States, but it could just by the paneling. I don't know that they have paneling like that. She on Instagram writes, "Reindeer boob, who's up for some booby bingo? It's on. Hashtag reindeer boob. Hashtag save second base." That's a new hashtag. I haven't heard that one.
I haven't heard that one.
There you go. Let's see what happens when I come up with that. I'm just going to click on it and see what Instagram brings us to. It's like tilted kilt. find your breasts and check them. It's about breast health.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I'm following that hashtag now.
It's about, I'm sure your wife will be thrilled with you for doing that. Ladies, let one out. let it out. Let it out, if you will. This one looks weird because it's not the foam antlers. They're just antlers that are on the sweater itself above the hole.
Yeah.
So it really just looks awkward.
Well, I think it's just that her boob's too small.
How dare you judge?
Or she needed to push it through more.
What about this one? Do you prefer a right reindeer boob or a left reindeer boob? Kareem, left or right?
Depends on which one's bigger.
Well, clearly you're looking at it the wrong way. Or then there's this with these two ladies who decided to go with the red foam nose on their actual nose, as well as having their teats out.
I don't know.
I like it poking through the sweater better than this.
Yeah, me too.
I like it better than that, than the sort of tunic over one shoulder look.
Yeah, I mean, I like breasts anyway. I can see them generally. But I think for this, it's better with the hole in the sweater.
Sure. Absolutely agreed. So, ladies, have at. Now it's time to go down the rabbit hole, if you will, because I've just seen this on the side. Merry Christmas, give new meaning to the song Jingle Bells with this super steamy sex position. How steamy? It put a frog in my throat. Oh my, what's that? So basically what it looks like is the gentleman lays down on his back with his knees bent up, and the lady faces toward his knees and sits upon him straddle-like.
Just reverse cowgirl.
Sure. It's a tweak on it. It's called Jingle Balls. According to her, the straightforward and sexy move is just a simple update on the reverse cowgirl. Start by sitting on your partner's lap with your back facing him and rocking backwards and forwards. After you've established a rhythm, reach down between his legs and give his jingle balls a bit of extra attention.
Get the fuck out of here. That's not a new fucking position. If your chick's on you reverse cowgirl and she ain't playing with your balls, then she doesn't know what she's fucking doing.
Or she's just into squeezing her tits while she's doing it.
Whatever.
Just saying. Goddamn come on. Clickbait.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Goddamn clickbait.
Jingle my balls. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here. Like, get the fuck out. You can't call that a different sex. There's the same fucking sex position with it's a little tweak. It's like saying, like, you know, I'm going to make a grilled cheese sandwich, but I'm going to put some Roquefort on it instead. So it's, you know.
Different.
It's different.
It's
a tweak on a grilled cheese. No, it's still fucking reverse cowgirl. Like, if oh my fucking gosh.
He's complaining about reverse cowgirl, Kareem.
Yeah, problems.
I'm not complaining. I'm just complaining about the fact that, like, That like they're calling that a sex, a new sex position.
Do you realize that women love something new more than anything in the world?
Oh, so I should just be like cool with it?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, guess what? There's something new. Hey. Oh, hey, let's try something new.
I want you to jingle my balls.
It's yeah. Check this out. Everybody's doing it. It's really great.
Yeah. Has that ever worked for you once, Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you gotta figure out it.
How to sell it, man. Yeah. It's all about the sale.
First of all, you got to let them discover it, and it's their idea. That's kind of how it goes.
Yes.
That's what's going on. Jason, what is going on? He's unplugging and plugging and unplugging and plugging and leaning over. I'm very distracted.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So, this came across my face. You ever watch a Facebook video and then it goes to the next, to the next, to the next?
Mm-hmm.
I was in one of those loops, one of those spirals one morning, and then this happened, and now I challenge you to get this out of your head. Yeah!
Why, dude? Come on.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is such a fucking asshole.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Now here he comes.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to pray and how to save my soul. He taught me how to praise my God and still play rock and roll. The music may sound different, but the message is the same. It's just an instrument to praise his name.
Can I say I hate you right now, Nate?
Jesus is a friend.
Okay, Kareem.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Damn you.
No, this is great. It's the bridge, right?
Yep. All right, so let's compare this to the black church for a moment with the loud, boisterous singing. Kareem, is it close?
No.
Now, on a scale of 1 to driven snow, how white is this?
That is driven snow. That we get you kicked out of the black church.
Hold on.
Did he just say he touched me down inside?
Yeah, he did. Hold on. Let's check back in. I believe Jesus has crossed the line of friendship and gone to a place where you really shouldn't without permission.
I tried to run and hide, but Jesus came and found me, and he touched me down inside.
Wait, not okay, Jesus.
If you went and hid, you probably should not have touched him.
Look, I ran and hid so you wouldn't touch me, Jesus, especially not down inside.
Yeah, that's not cool, Jesus.
He is like a mountie. He always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can.
Okay.
It's taking a turn, bro.
Exactly. So now you know why I made you sit through the first part, because
I remember that it gets super creepy.
It takes a turn. Let's revisit that again, because I think you really need to listen twice to get the impact.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus, it's all good now.
Once I tried to run and hide, but Jesus came and found me, and he touched me down inside. He is like a mountie, he always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He loves me when I'm right. He loves me when I'm wrong. He loves me when I waste my time by writing silly songs. He loves me when I'm quiet and I have nothing to say. He'll love me when I'm perfect if I ever get that way.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
He'll love me when I'm perfect if I ever get that way.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus.
Jesus is a friend.
Jesus.
Wow.
Sorry, I listened to that 6 times the first day. 6 times.
I listened to it. I remember I saw it come across once a couple years ago. I watched it that once, and I was like, I'm never going to get that time back. Like, it's a good thing that you don't have a job, because if you had a job...
Oh, no, I did at that point.
Oh, you did at that point?
My job existed when I found this.
That is why you no longer have a job.
That is not why my job disappeared.
It is. You watched it 6 times in a row, man. Like, it takes something from you.
It was on the weekend.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It takes something from you, man. It robs your soul.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you son of a fucking bitch. Why'd you have to go there? Like, you made me listen to that last fucking piece. Oh, man.
You hurt me with your comments.
You hurt me with the fucking song about Jesus touching me.
Deep inside.
In my anus. Because we all know that that's what that means. Deep inside my anus is how that song.
I tried to run and hide. All right. Let's get down to things.
This is wrong.
I am a friend of Jesus.
So he makes my butt go.
All right. So, sadly, people give their kids dumb names. It's a problem. David Alan Greer has a bit where he talks about how black children are named after prescription drugs. You can't tell the difference between their names and prescription drugs. White people are naming their kids all sorts of stupid things, too. And now we have a very angry white lady because she claims that a Southwest gate agent was making fun of her daughter's name. They're from Texas, but they were at John Wayne Airport in Orange County, and they posted a boarding pass on social media to the gate agent.
Well, for a Texas woman and her 5-year-old daughter, a Southwest Airlines flight home turned into a social media nightmare. Tracy Redford says her daughter's unique name caught the attention of a Southwest Airlines gate agent. This is Absidy, but her name is spelled ABCDE.
The gate agent started mocking my child's name, laughing, pointing at me and my daughter, talking.
Nope, they were pointing at you and laughing at you because you're stupid.
Absidy. It's ABCDE, you dumb bitch.
Talking my child's name, laughing, pointing at me and my daughter, and talking to other employees. So I turned around and just said, like, hey, I can hear you. So if I can hear you, my daughter can too. Like, I'd appreciate if you just stop.
Redford was catching a flight home to El Paso, Texas a few weeks ago from John Wayne Airport in Orange County. Absidy lives with epilepsy, so the Redfords always pre-board.
While I was sitting.
Okay. So you have an epileptic kid, which is unfortunate, but that doesn't enter into it because the gate agent doesn't know that. Now, the gate agent's going to do some things that are really unacceptable here, but...
I don't even believe the gate agent did all that shit.
Well, posting it on social media would be the thing. That would be the thing that took it over the edge.
Did the gate agent post it or did she post it?
No, the gate agent posted it.
Okay.
And there, she took a picture of my boarding pass and chose to post it on social media, mocking my daughter. It was actually brought to my attention by somebody who had seen it on Facebook and reported it to Southwest Airlines.
Southwest Airlines gave us a statement that reads in part, "The post is not indicative of the care, respect, and civility we expect from all of our employees. We have followed up with the employee involved. The employee in question didn't answer our request for comment, and Redford says she's using this experience as a lesson for her daughter."
She asked me, "Mom, why is she laughing at my name?" And I said, "You know, honey, not everybody is nice and not everyone's going to be nice. And, you know, it's unfortunate."
Okay.
And honey, I named you a stupid fucking name.
Right. Her password is password. Yeah. Her luggage. If you want to get into her luggage, it's 123. 123. Jason, will you be naming your second child Absidy?
and claiming it is something different.
No.
Absidy.
What is wrong with you? Don't you know these kids have to go out into the world? the world is a cold, cruel place. And I understand that it's getting better.
They don't care. They just care about their little own little whims.
Oh, look what I did. I gave my child such a unique name.
No.
328 girls have been named Absidy in the United States between 1990 and 2014.
That's a very long time. That's a very few a year. And there are more people that get caught up in a situation doing meth in a Walmart parking lot. On Black Friday.
True story, though. True story. That's I mean, everybody has somebody in the family that's done that, right?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how do you not?
How do you not have somebody in your family that's got
Absidy?
Oh my god! And I wonder if the people that used Absidy did it because, like, can we just come up with a name later? Just use ABCDE.
No, they thought it was clever and cool. This woman thinks she's really clever and brilliant. You know what she is? She's creative. She's someone who will tell you and tells all of her friends that she's creative, and they'll go, "Oh yeah, you are so creative." Absidy, I've never heard a name like Absidy. You're so smart for coming up with that.
Fuck that.
Abscess.
There's literally hundreds of thousands of actual names that you can use. I mean. Let's go with this. Worst name for a child, that or ESPN? The assholes who name their kids ESPN and just pronounce it ESPN.
People do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, sir. I believe more than Absidy. There's more ESPNs. What happens when ESPN meets Absidy?
That's a match made in heaven.
You know who's not singing that song? John Cougar Mellencamp. Not singing that song.
Little ditty about Absidy and what's the other name? I can't remember.
ESPN.
And ESPN.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Here's a little ditty about ESPN and Absidy.
There's no little ditties about them.
Two American kids getting pre-boarded, pictures taken of the tickets.
You know, all you're doing is asking to have goth kids.
Yeah.
I hate you for naming me Absidy.
Right. They're going to have a different name that they go by. It's just...
Everybody calls me E.
Because I do it.
ABCD.
Everybody calls me A.
A.
And why could you like it in the AS?
Is that your name or is that the progression of your cup size?
Yeah. Yeah. Will you be an F one day?
Is that the progression of your cup size in junior high? That's what it is.
Oh, man.
All right, before I say anything more terrible, let's move on. There is a humiliated NYPD detective who is now accusing his female supervisor of some really inappropriate things, and the I-team is there.
Signed after a Brooklyn detective accused her, his supervisor, of stuffing her dirty underwear in his mouth. And for the first time, the humiliated male detective is telling his story on television. The I-Team's Chris Glorioso is in the newsroom with the detective's claims, Chris, of a double standard in the department.
Okay, this is not a plot point for Brooklyn Nine-Nine when they come back.
Oh, it might be.
It might be. I don't know. But you know what I do know is I do know the I-Team's Chris Glorioso because I used to work with him.
Oh, really?
I do. I know him. Good dude. Interesting story.
Well, David, this allegation tends to prompt a lot of snickering, but this detective wants people to ask themselves a simple question. What if the roles were reversed and a male boss was accused of putting his underwear in a female's face?
She's a supervisor. I'm a subordinate.
Detective Victor Falcon says he is the victim of an outrageous double standard. While the Me Too movement has people finally listening to women's complaints about sexual harassment, Falcon says his complaint is being laughed off.
I'm not ignorant to the Me Too movement. I'm not trying to start a gender war, neither. But I want my children not to be afraid to fight.
Back on October 7th, inside the 72nd Precinct, Detective Falcon says his boss, Sergeant Anne-Marie Guerra, shoved her dirty underwear in his face and mouth after he complained about a unisex bathroom where Guerra allegedly hung her dirty panties.
She literally took a pair of dirty underwear and stuffed it into his mouth.
Paul Legarry, Falcon's attorney, says the underwear-in-mouth attack was just the culmination after months of hostile workplace sexual harassment.
Okay, let's pause for a moment for the underwear in mouth attack.
How does that happen?
Well,
she like took him off the thing and shoved him in his mouth.
Apparently he complained that she was hanging up her dirty panties in the unisex bathroom, and she went, "Yeah, you don't like him hanging them up in there," and she shoved him in his mouth, allegedly.
In this complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, Guerra is also accused of making sexually lewd comments and denying Falcon scheduling perks after he complained.
Were you humiliated?
Yeah, it is, because not only did I get a dirty panty stuffed in my face, but the ones that watched it will then go and they'll tell other people.
If this was a male supervisor, everybody would have been up in arms. And instead, because this was a female supervisor, the NYPD tried to label this as horseplay. That's nonsense.
The NYPD told the I-Team there is currently an investigation into the 72nd Detective Squad where the alleged harassment took place. A spokesman also told us Sergeant Guerra has been transferred from Brooklyn to the 17th Precinct in Manhattan. But Falcon believes the NYPD effectively gave Guerra a promotion. He shared screen grabs of a group chat with this meme: how Brooklyn cops act when they arrive for a detail in Manhattan.
It's the Fresh Prince looking out of the cab at Uncle Phil's house.
Wow.
But wait.
Guerra allegedly responded, "That's going to be me every day." Falcon says that mocking attitude would never fly if a male cop put underwear in a female's face.
In what world can you ever see such a double standard perpetuated? In your face.
Sergeant Guerra did not respond to the I-Team's request for comment. The head of her sergeant's union did post a note on Facebook last month. He called the underwear in face story a ridiculous allegation that will be largely unsubstantiated after an investigation is complete.
All right. It's a lot to unpack here, so to speak. Okay. Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You're the sensitive member of the group.
Right.
Of this boy band, you're the sensitive member.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this whole situation?
I've come to this typically, like in typical fashion, like they don't give you a lot of facts of the situation. All I know is that some dude got panties stuffed in his face.
Allegedly.
He says
she stuffed dirty panties in his mouth. Yes.
In his mouth. Because he complained about them being hung up in the bathroom.
I don't know how many panties she has lying around.
Right. And I mean, so I want more information. Like, I want some more, like, this is like a half story, I feel. Like, this happened and we got all this information from this one person, multiple times.
Sure.
But not much information from the other side because they're investigating it still. Which you can't trust them, right? You can't trust cops anyway.
Which cops can't I trust?
The ones that are doing research on themselves or whether or not they did something inappropriate.
So can I not trust the guy who said that she stuffed panties in his mouth?
No, you can.
Or can I not trust her because she stuffed panties in his mouth?
I don't know, man. All I know, all I can say for sure,
yes,
is it's some fucked up shit.
If it got to the point where it's on the media, something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, he filed a complaint. Now, here's the thing. Either he filed a complaint and Chris, who's a good reporter, has a contact who called him up and said, "Dude, you're not going to believe this."
Right.
Yeah.
"You're not going to believe this fucking story." And then he called the guy up and goes, "Hey, we heard about the complaint you filed. Do you want to talk on camera?" And he went, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Or he filed the complaint, called the I-Team and said, "You're not going to believe this bullshit that's going on in the NYPD."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't think it's comparable going men to women, women to men, because men do not leave their dirty underwear hanging around the bathroom.
Never.
If your underwear are dirty, you
generally try to hide them.
you throw them away.
Yes.
They are thrown away. It's a total loss.
The only thing that I wonder, I wonder about is what the situation was like with as far as like a female locker room. Like, is the reason that it's a unisex bathroom is so she has a locker rooms type area? That, like, cause, like, cops have to change, right? They have locker rooms, like, you know, if they're getting in uniform and out of uniform, right?
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, that's what I see on TV.
So they might have their drawers, like, in between, like, hanging up, you know? Like,
dude, I've been in a lot of locker rooms and people don't leave their underwear hanging out.
No. Not at all. Like I said, something happened.
Something happened.
Yeah.
He got panties stuck in his mouth.
Allegedly.
Now, dirty panties. How do you know that?
And
he tasted
what
them.
What I'm saying is that he probably said something and if she didn't put him in his mouth, she put him in his face at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if he was yapping at her, they probably flew in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right.
So here's the question. Let's say you're Detective Falcon.
Hmm.
Kareem, you're Detective Falcon. This has happened to you. We're going to assume for the moment it's happened to you.
Right.
Detective Falcon, do you file a complaint?
I might have punched her in the face.
Then she files a complaint. Do you talk to Chris Glorioso when he calls and says, we have a report that this happened?
Actually, I might, just because of the double standard.
And that's his big claim. His big claim is like, look, it's good that this is happening, but it's happening to guys too, and no one's paying attention to it.
Yeah. So the other day I was having a conversation. Me and this brother were having a conversation about men and women.
Sure.
And there was a girl that was ear hustling, and she decided that she wanted to get into the conversation.
Sure.
So, I asked her, me and him were talking about women's responsibilities in relationships or relations or whatever, you know. So, I asked her specifically, I said, okay, you know, when you're like 15, 16 or whatever, and a guy and a girl are about to get intimate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, look, I was like, in that place, he is looking for your permission, approval, or at least the answer to whatever is going on. So if he's asking you, is this okay? Do you like this? As a partner, you're supposed to give him some feedback.
Right.
Which she turned into, oh, well, if, not saying anything is consent. Like, that's not the conversation.
Right.
The conversation is, are you being a good partner in that time? You're supposed to be the partner, the dance partner in that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, just because if she doesn't say anything, that's not giving consent. Again, that's not the conversation. Conversation is, where are you supposed to be as a partner in that space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we've learned, yeah, not saying anything is not consent. Although that always used to be that. I mean, when we were coming up,
yeah,
that was always the thing. It's like you would always wait to hear no or
when
stop.
When they say no,
yeah.
If they say no or they say stop, you stop.
Yes.
But
if they don't say anything,
you've got people who have been victimized who immediately, when something starts to happen, go into shutdown mode.
Yeah. And so we had that conversation, and I said, well, I told her, I said, look, in the male brain, what happens is if you didn't say no or stop or you didn't do anything to do that, then that's okay. Well, I'll keep going until I get a response. You can't speak for all men. I was like, yeah, but every time, and my response to that is this, every woman who's ever told me, well, you don't speak for all men or not all men, has always got caught up in the fuckery that I was trying to keep her out of. Cause it didn't fucking listen. And that's the double standard is men have to modify whatever we're doing. Everything that we're talking about with Me Too and everything is,
yeah,
what men need to change. What is your responsibility in this process? Because as a black man, I am responsible for everything that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything. If me and Jason go to the gas station and Jason decides that he's going to rob the fucking gas station and I have no idea that Jason is going to rob the gas station, guess who's going to jail? Me and fucking Jason.
Yep.
Now. Hey, no, everything's fine, Kareem. Just go, just go. No, just go, 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 go.
Now,
go, 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 go. Just leave.
Situation's reversed. You and Jason go to the gas station. He doesn't know. You go and rob the gas station.
I'm going to jail.
Jason's not going to jail.
Jason's not going to jail.
No, you're not going to get caught, bro. Yeah.
he's a wheel man. Yes,
I'm going to jail.
No, you're not.
Jason's
man.
Not going to jail.
You're not going to jail,
and
bro.
That's pretty much where we are with that, is that I'm going to go to jail because I'm a man, and there's no consequences for you because you didn't take any responsibility to any of the shit that happened.
We could have a 1993 Ford Escort, and I would get us away.
But that's the double standard, is you don't have to take any responsibility any of the shit that goes on. But we have to take, we're responsible for all of it. And it's like, well, if you want to be considered an equal person, then you have to take equal responsibility.
Right. Now, and I think the other thing that we have to look at is going forward, as we're teaching young men how to handle themselves, the answer is not, as long as there's not a no or a stop. The answer is, okay, if you hear no or stop, you immediately stop. But it's also, if you don't hear any sort of yes, go ahead, I like that.
Yeah.
Then ask the question, is this okay?
Yeah.
Are we cool going forward? And if there's still no positive response, you stop.
No, and
that's the change. That's the change that we need to teach kids now as they're coming up, and young men, that that's the one thing that I've taken away from this is the idea that I was completely unaware that when you talk about somebody who might have had a traumatic situation, they are not going to speak up and say stop. They're going to shut down and say nothing. So if your partner is shutting down and saying nothing, that's a sign that there's a problem and you should stop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's new knowledge. That's really new knowledge for people.
My answer to that part is not only stop, but get the fuck out. Leave.
Yeah.
Just leave. Because this, and here's the conversation that me and dude were really having, was the fact that we're having conversations about this, but we're not having real conversations about this.
Right.
Because you don't talk about what really happens in the situation. So when you say that, so even the part of asking, are you into this? Do you like this? And then the next thing that they say is, oh, well, I wish you hadn't. Like, it's like, okay, when you ask a girl, can I kiss you? Oh, well, I just wish you hadn't asked. You just took all of it.
Right.
Well, fuck. Well, this is what you, like, this is.
But I think that it comes, I think that the thing is that we have to, one of the things that I know I need to make sure that my daughter understands and knows is that, like, you need to be forthcoming with your partner to let them know that you're in the tweet. And if you're not into something, to make sure they know that you're not into it and to stop. Like, I think it's just more communication about it. We've been such a, like, closed off society when it comes to sexually speaking to one another that, like, we don't understand that it is a dance that has to have communication. Like, and then it's like, oh, I just wish they wouldn't. Like, that first time, like, that first initial time that two people come together, which is, I think, generally when this happens, this not talking with one another, like, that first time, that happens because of, you know, I've been in a number of relationships, and I've had situations with girls where, maybe I got a blowjob, or we kissed, or, like, you know, I pushed things too far, like, not so much where, like, they said no, like, everything was fine and copacetic, but we moved so quickly that there was no relationship afterwards because they felt bad about the situation. Because
they felt guilty because they went too far.
They
too
went
soon.
Far too soon. I mean, like, that's unfortunately, you eventually learn as a young man, I think, sometimes that, like, oh shit, I better slow. It took me until I met my wife. To understand, like, that give and take part of it, not really, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that there's this, and I think what we'll see, hopefully, with the generations coming up, is that type of dance that has to happen like that doesn't happen quite like that.
But that's like having a dance partner that refuses to dance. That decides that they're just going to drop their legs and be dead weight during the dance.
But at the, during the first 10, that's not what's going to happen. If everything's firing on all cylinders and all parts being equal, like, you're both going to be into it, and you know, like, I've known when it's been a positive thing that's happened, like, you almost know instantly after, like, as a man, I think, like, oh, we went too fast. Like, there's a reason why she's not going to call me back now, because we went too far too fast. You know, I mean, like, I don't know.
Or you were just bad at it.
Yeah. And that's not your, I mean, but that shouldn't just be on you, is what I'm saying.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. It has to be, like, it's not a one-sided conversation.
But it is a one-sided conversation. That's the thing. Everybody's talking about what men need to correct, but nobody's talking about the other part of the equation.
I don't care about them. All I care about is my little area that I can affect control in. You know what I mean? Like, but I can't do anything about that.
But that's a problem. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're talking about people who have not suffered any trauma, yeah, who have not been raped, who've not been sexually abused, who have not had a situation where they have been victimized in some way, then you're absolutely right, Kareem.
Yeah.
The problem is, you don't know when someone is, no one is going to come and tell you, hey, when I was 8, my uncle diddled me. That's never coming up on a first date.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why. And it's really, as a guy, that abundance of caution, because what were the things as a teenager you were definitely afraid of? Getting a chick pregnant.
Yeah.
Getting accused of rape.
Yep.
And AIDS.
Yeah.
That was the death knell. Those were the three things. Yeah. Like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you on the pill? I'm still wearing a condom. You haven't been with like 12 dudes, have you?
Yeah. But like I said, just the fact that it's not being discussed that way, that you have to be a better partner in the situation.
But, I mean, like, we're also in an age and a time where nothing is discussed in the proper way that it should be in the first place.
No. We're at a place now where we're supposed to be having conversations.
Right.
And what I'm saying is, we're still not having the right conversation. And the right conversation includes the other person being a partner.
Absolutely. And here's the other part of the problem. And not necessarily in California, but in states where sex ed is really just abstinence only.
That's the issue.
If you have people at home, if you have parents at home, like you talked about explaining to your daughters how they have to handle themselves, a lot of parents are not comfortable doing that. They don't do that. There's never that talk. Yeah. So the only place they're going to get that is in sex ed at school. Well, if sex ed is just don't ever do it, then what are you going to have? You're going to have them. You're always going to have them talking to their friends about whatever bullshit.
Because he just pointed out, we've had the conversation where if she says no, then no.
No means no.
No means no.
Absolutely.
If she's drunk, no. So we've had those conversations.
Right.
Those conversations have been had with us as men
for 40 years.
What conversation has not been had is what the woman's role or responsibility is in that role.
Right. They've been told, don't give it up.
Yeah. So that conversation is not going on, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think
that conversation has to happen.
I think maybe there's a possibility that there's just a huge schism between the women that have had those conversations or had that type of conversations in upbringing where that's like, or educated or whatnot, and women that have been in a patriarchal, like, church, matriarchal church, like, situation, like, in a very religious upbringing. Like,
I don't give a shit what it is. The conversation has to start happening.
Right, but those people aren't going to have that. They're the same people.
Because if you don't have that conversation, we're still going to be in this thing.
But I think that you're dealing with a part of society that doesn't understand there's another part of the society that's never going to have that conversation with their kids. So, like, that segment is always going to have this type of shit happening.
I think you're both right.
And you could be right. But in our side of that conversation, in our portion of that thing, we have to make sure that that's understood, that that conversation needs to be had on the other end. because otherwise, we'll still end up here because it'll all be thrown on you as the male to figure out, is she into it? What's going on? And if you're not getting any feedback, or the feedback that you're getting isn't the same feedback, then it's still all on you. It's like, oh, well, you're a guy. You should know. Like, no, I don't know is why I'm asking.
But I think that what we're seeing right now is a culmination of generations and centuries of, like, that style,
I am pretty sure that all three of us have been in a situation where we've been asking for feedback and not got feedback.
And here's my move. Always, if I don't get positive feedback, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. And then what happens when you're like, okay, I'm good. I'm going back. Oh, where are you going? What's wrong? Like, no. Like, my answer to this, that has been, well, you know, you didn't seem like you were into it. So, you know, I'm just going to.
Exactly.
Well, you don't have to leave or what? Like.
No, I don't have to.
I don't have to.
I don't have to leave, but we're done what we were doing, and you're not that interesting.
Yeah, so I got to go.
Got to go.
Yes. And the chick told me, she said, oh, we're not going to have sex. I was like, oh, okay. So we got to a certain point, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take off. Like, well, where are you going? Like, well, you said this is what we're doing. Like, okay, I'm good. Well, what do you mean you're good? You don't want me? Like, well, I'm not taking it.
Right. You've already established where the guidelines are for today. And if that's where the guidelines are for today, that's great. I'm going to go get some sleep.
And guys, yes. Like, and I know as a guy, like, you're sometimes so overly cautious that, like, you don't realize what signs are being given to you because they're so, like, there was a time where I was in college.
That's my whole point.
I get it.
Now, there are also guys who throw caution to the wind.
Right. Don't give a
and
fuck.
Just, and that is what creates the non-responsive
so
partner.
And that's that's the other half of our male society.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, I mean, like, that's the shitty, like, that there's half the guys out there that are fucking dicks that are always going to give us a bad spot.
Like the Carmichael episode where, Rail thought he had raped a girl. And then, at the end of the show, when he was like, well, you know, I'm sorry if I, and she was like, oh no. She was like, he was like, well, you know, well, what's wrong? Why aren't you going? She's like, oh, you weren't aggressive enough.
Yeah. No, I mean, I remember there's this one time where there's this woman that I'd gone out with, I'd been talking to in college, and she invited me over to her house. And it was like kind of like a date type of thing, kind of, but not really. And I spent the night in her bed with her, and I didn't try anything because I thought she was way too out of my league. But it's like I was at her house and in her bed. Like she was trying to give me all the signs, and like quickly after that, she'd stop talking to me.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't pick up a signal.
But I mean, like that's. But I guess what I'm saying is like us as guys. You know, a lot of the time we are overly cautious sometimes. You know, I mean, like when we've been brought up well or understand what's going on.
Good guys tend to be overly cautious. Bad guys tend to just go in head first and go, it's the old quote unquote joke. No means yes and yes means anal.
Yeah.
Which I think we all heard.
Yeah.
It was, and honestly, I know I laughed at that joke.
Yeah.
At one point in my life. So I'm not going to come down hard on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh for being in a frat that had that joke going around, because at the time, that joke was just that. It was a joke. It was not, you know, granted, there are some dudes who took it seriously.
Yeah.
But, for the most part, it's just a fucking joke.
Yeah.
So, anywho, it's time for a follow-up. We go down to KTLA 5 for a follow-up on a McDonald's beating.
Yes.
Yes. And Cher, this is one of those stories that just makes you shake your head as a McDonald's manager was attacked and choked for the most ridiculous of reasons. The attack on this McDonald's restaurant manager was almost as vicious as the reason for it was petty.
Based on the officer's report and his interview of all the witnesses, this was in reference to her not getting enough ketchup.
You heard that right. Police say the customer in the pink shirt was upset over not getting enough ketchup. It happened around 11 p.m. on October 27th at this McDonald's near Bristol and 17th. After going through the drive-thru, the woman went into an employees-only entrance in back of the restaurant, asking for ketchup. After the manager told her she wasn't allowed back there, police say the attack started. One thing that happened next was almost as surprising. In the middle of helping her boss fend off the attacker, the employee in the black shirt still managed to take care of a customer at the drive-through window. The attack finally came to an end when a man, apparently with the attacker, ran in and pulled her away.
Anyway, they found the woman. Her name is Myra Berenice Gallo. She's 24. And she was arrested.
Give her more fucking ketchup.
Police said that they received numerous tips from the public on the woman seen in the video, which led them to her. She was arrested on a $15,000 warrant at her home in Santa Ana. She was booked on suspicion of assault. Now, police provided no new information on the man who was believed to be with Gallo during the incident. You mean the voice of reason who came and got her out of there?
No, nothing's happened to that dude. He went in there and probably got it on the other end.
He's either like a brother, a cousin, or a boyfriend.
And he received something on the other end as far as like some type of beating or scalding or something from her, I'm sure.
What are you doing? Why are you getting up in my business?
Why are you doing this? Yeah, exactly.
Why are you getting up in my business? Oh my God. Did my iPad run out of battery?
Oh, it's been one of those nights.
Yep, it did. Wow.
We've been going.
Wow. Where are we here? Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, that's right.
So much for all the elements of the show. Anyway.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. Hugh Hefner, this was fun news, dumped a casket full of his private sex tapes into the sea before he passed away.
Smart guy.
Playboy founder chucked his collection of sex tapes into the Pacific Ocean because he feared that his most famous and secret conquests would be exposed. It comes as the Playboy's founder's most personal belongings are being auctioned off later this month. But while his signature pipe, dressing gowns, and other items are currently on show to the public before they go under the gavel, the paranoid Hefner made sure his dirtiest secrets would never be found. The veteran Hollywood Lothario, who passed away in 2017 at the age of 91, gathered up his entire hidden collection of tapes, X-rated photos, and even intimate notes from superstars. He threw them all into a specially made casket lined with cement and had his aides dump them into the sea. Hefner's trusted head of security at the Playboy Mansion, Joe Piastro, who died in 2011, is believed to have overseen the burial. Hugh was terrified of the world finding out everything about his past, of course, source revealed. He had kept a treasure chest of memories of his life with all these beautiful women dating back to the 50s to the mid-90s. He only shared a few of the stories with his aides, but kept his personal items of his time with the many famous beauties a secret. There was a batch of tapes shot on 8mm that were filmed during some of the orgies he enjoyed in the 70s. And who doesn't enjoy a 70s orgy?
It's the best one.
Huge bushes everywhere. Apparently, Marilyn Monroe was definitely in there, as well as many superstars who graced the pages of his magazine. Some of the women were in relationships, and others never even made the magazine, but were simply partying with him. He had hundreds of photographs of women who were not famous, but he had enjoyed one-night stands with, or even short relationships. And there were also audio tapes. Weird. In the 90s, he had concerns about the personal items being stolen and sold. It filled him with dread, and what actually sparked that concern was when Pam Anderson had her tape with Bret Michaels aired, and then Tommy Lee. So, there you go. Hefner. Because I teased it, let's get to Dick Chase and the Naughty Teacher.
He did protect a lot of people.
Dick Chase?
No, with Dev throwing away all those tapes.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
They're all dead. In New Hampshire, Richard Chase, or Dick, of Merrimack, was arrested late Friday on charges of resisting arrest, attempted simple assault, and indecent exposure after officers responded to the report of a nude man knocking on doors at a Residence Inn. When the Merrimack police officers arrived, they found him completely naked and walking around the parking lot. By the way, it's cold this time of year in New Hampshire. According to police, upon making contact with Dick Chase, he attempted to punch one of the officers. The officer was able to avoid being struck, but Chase continued to be aggressive and combative toward the officers, at which point police deployed a taser. Oh, no. He continued to resist after being struck with the taser, but was eventually taken into custody, then transported to the Merrimack Police Department, booked on charges, and he's currently out on parole for a past weapons charge.
Hmm.
He was placed on a 72-hour hold and transported to the jail. So, yeah, Dick Chase.
I wonder if he went up to the rooms as long as, like, you guys need a chaser? And they open the door, he's like, I'm Dick Chase!
Dick Chase. Dick Chase. Meanwhile, a busty maths teacher, this is from, this is from the Scottish Sun, has been suspended after pupils found raunchy snaps of her on social media from 5 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Her name's Annalisa Altariva. She's 33. She'd posted a string of saucy pictures online before working at the school, including one of her in plunging dress and teacher's hat while suggestively holding a cane. There it is. You guys can see it. The post from 2013 also included one about having big boobs and a joke on her open profile that when she meets people, the chances are I will inappropriately touch you. Hashtag me too. The Italian-born brunette also confessed on Facebook to thinking about sex too much and said that her greatest achievement was people believe she was likely to be a porn star in the future. Now, the pupils at her school in Birmingham are thought to have found the pictures and remarks online before circulating them around the secondary school. here's a post she had. Position of authority? ? Yes, please. Any position, really. She's like an Italian Austin Powers.
So what? Never mind.
Yeah, this is kind of ridiculous.
It is, but if you're a teacher and you've got stuff like this out on social media, your kids are going to find it. They're going to search. They're going to find it, and then they're going to pass it around.
Well, I feel like the school should have found it before they hired. Like, I don't know. I understand like the whole porn thing back in the history, and that could be a distraction and shit like that, but.
Like, she wasn't actually in porn.
She wasn't. That's what I'm saying.
It was a joke. An outraged mom of three whose son attends the school said of the suspended teacher, "This is beyond a joke now. What sort of people am I having around my kids? You can't work this job and act like that. People are entitled to a private life, but to parade yourself so openly like this is shameful."
She needs...
Fuck you, lady.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. You, lady.
I mean, like, literally, you need to be fucked.
This... first of all... this happened before she was a teacher. Second of all, so what? And third of all, if you, yeah, your kids found it. So what? You know what else your kids have found? A lot of porn.
Yeah. Like, there's not even any, like, you can't even see any nip. There's, like, no nipples.
There's
like,
no nip.
There's no nip. Like, and, like, it's not that big of a deal of a picture.
It's a dirty, what was it, a naughty teacher costume from Halloween?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Probably.
Get a life.
Yeah. I mean, ridiculous. Meanwhile, this guy is a problem. An Iowa man was arrested for allegedly exposing himself to an Uber driver and telling the driver that he liked to masturbate in front of Uber drivers.
Well, who doesn't?
Right? Who doesn't?
That's my second favorite pastime.
I'm more of a Lyft guy.
Ditto. Yeah,
the pink in the Lyft logo just makes me feel better.
I just feel they treat their employees more equitably.
Sure.
Yeah, it's
Meanwhile, Christopher Jensen, who's 27, was about the same age as the teacher when she had her pictures, charged with a serious misdemeanor in connection with an incident several months ago in Iowa City. Police charged that Jensen called for an Uber around 4:45 a.m., good Christ, and got into the front seat of the vehicle. During the ride, Jensen took his penis out of his pants and began to masturbate in front of the driver. After explaining that he enjoyed Cecil Alyssa's activity, he asked the driver, allegedly, "Do you want to touch it?" The answer is always no. No, I don't.
They need some mace and spread it right into the tip.
The Uber driver cops say stop the car and told them to get out. Investigators identified Jensen through Uber records. Yes. Noted the suspect acknowledged taking an Uber, but said he did not remember masturbating in the cab.
Oh, man.
No kidding?
Blackout drunk sucks, bro. Getting blackout drunk sucks.
You would know.
Oh, I...
You would know. I got a couple of Florida stories. I'm not going to get to the details. A lady threatened to stab a dude because she farted in line at the dollar store.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Fucking women and farting, dude.
I don't know what's going on with Dwight Howard, but apparently he likes trans women.
Okay, good for him.
Which is fine, except then he says shitty things about them. So
oh, fuck that dude then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, what? If I can just own your shit, dude. If that's what you're into, just fucking. We live in a time where
Kareem, black community.
I guess white people don't have any shame.
Question. Yeah. Dwight Howard, black community, trans women.
All shame.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. There shouldn't. I mean, like, and that's something that shouldn't carry it, probably. But man,
you shouldn't care.
He's a professional athlete.
He should just be able to be who he is.
Oh, wait. How many professional athletes have actually come out while they were athletes?
Only a few of them, and they didn't last long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody comes out while they're in. Everybody comes out after the fact.
Or before. We're going to get some before now.
Yeah.
We're going to start to see.
Yeah. And there were always, and actually, this is the thing I always say. If we were a lot further along in this country with LGBTQ stuff before AIDS hit.
I don't recall. I don't recall. It was before my time.
Well, the Stonewall riots happened.
Because there were, especially the black community, there were preachers that we knew were gay. There were singers that were pretty much trans. And then AIDS hit, and then it became a gay disease, and then that was.
Well, remember the whole thing with Eddie Murphy and picking up trans.
He gave somebody a ride at home.
Yeah, giving trans prostitutes rides.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh my God, Eddie Murphy's into trannies.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. It's not. We're not there yet.
We're not.
No.
We're not. So, and again, it's easy for us to go, oh yeah, yeah, that. We're here, we're there, we're that. There's context to everything.
Yeah.
And the community that you're in is a huge part of that. So for Dwight Howard, I'm sure he's fighting against it hard.
Yeah.
He's fighting against it too hard.
And even I consider myself pretty open, whatever, but there are still times I have hiccups.
When you're into the trannies?
Not into them, but.
I'm sorry. But transsexuals.
But yeah. And I have to admit it. I've known quite a few, and I'm always cordial and treat them like regular people. But you always do have that fear that somebody's going to look at you talking to them and going to think something more of it.
Right, right. Kareem's talking to that transsexual over there.
Yeah,
is Kareem into the transsexuals?
Yeah,
that's not the way they say it though.
Yeah, yeah,
at all.
Yeah, I'm.
So I can, like I said, I'm. I can say myself, I'm guilty of that. And
right.
And so if I'm guilty of just that, then I know that. Yeah,
we're not far along there.
Yeah, we're not far along there.
But I will say this, Dwight Howard, you're denying it a little hard.
Yeah.
Little too hard. Because you know what that warrants? That warrants a. Come on, man. And then you move along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously?
Made a mistake.
Not even that. Like, all you got to do is go, come on, man. And then you laugh and you walk away.
Yeah.
That really would have been the best way to handle that situation.
That's always the best way to handle a situation.
Yeah.
Just saying. Come on, man.
That's what Trump should have said when he was up on stage at G20 instead of get me out of here. He should have said, come on, man, and
come
just laughed.
Come on, man. Seriously, if you give me a come on, man, with a light lilt in your voice, I'm like, ah.
All right. Yeah. You can leave the stage then.
Did you collude with the Russians? Come on, man.
Ah. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, real quick.
Yeah.
I think there will be a couple of perp walks by the time we meet again.
It's entirely possible. subpoenas have been issued for, aside from that, subpoenas have been issued by the District of Columbia and Maryland regarding investigating Donald J. Trump for profiting off the presidency.
And they recommended that Flynn get no jail time.
Because he's been so cooperative.
Yeah, so he's done told everything.
And we know Michael Cohen did.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And had his tapes to back it up.
Lots of craziness. Yeah. All right, we'll do a real quick small town news for you. Press Republican again. Hey, the person who wants to utilize this land behind your club owns and pays taxes on that land, as have his ancestors since the early 1900s. Your membership fee does not give you more rights than people who live here and pay high taxes. Can't we work together?
That seems reasonable.
Hey, as I write in response to club in today's paper, all I can hear is gunfire. It's pouring rain today. Is there no break from the shooting enthusiasts? What I would give to have one day to enjoy my home without the sound of gunfire. If the first snowstorm is any indication of how the city is going to handle snow removal this winter,
oh yeah,
then we're in for a long winter. You'd think after all these years of doing it, they would have done a better job. The town did a nice job. Not the city. And finally, what's going on with the road care this winter? It's time the highway department start realizing the roads need to be cleared 24/7. People work at all hours of the day, not just 9 to 5. Yes, they're usually out prior to school buses, but that's not enough. Besides us trying to get to and from work, the roads need to be clear for all emergencies. Hire some part-time drivers if you can't keep up. We as the taxpayers are paying your salaries. The road crews do a great job. We need more manpower and more road time.
I think they mean people power.
No, they mean manpower.
Or person power.
Manpower, Jason. That's what's needed.
Horsepower.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to say this. Jesus is a friend of mine.
Oh, fucking awesome.
And his birthday's coming up. It's really his kayfabe birthday. It's not really his birthday.
Right, right. Yeah. It was just easy to co-opt the other one that was there.
Yeah, I just like saying kayfabe. It's a wrestling term that... Do you know what kayfabe is?
I'm assuming that it means made up.
Sort of. Kayfabe is the personality and the character that you portray, but portraying them as real life.
I see.
As opposed to real life. So, if for Hulk Hogan, kayfabe is he's the Hulkster, brother.
Right, but in real life, it's like
he's Terry Bollea.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan has a 12-inch penis. Terry Bollea does not.
That's right.
As he once put it. Literally, that's
what he said.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he totally did.
Oh, that's a Hulkamania. Don't you worry about it.
Brother.
While I'm playing it, Santa baby. This song has been banned by a radio station in Ohio in light of the Me Too movement. Oh, no, not that one. Not that one. It's Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Damn
either
it.
Either way, eat a dick.
A big fat one.
I was like, man. I cannot believe I screwed that up. All right. You know, just for that, I'm going to... I deserve to be punished for that.
Oh.
That's right. It's Gwen Stefani featuring Blake Shelton.
Oh, my God.
I guess I'm punishing everybody then.
Why would you do this to me, bro?
You make it feel like Christmas, Jason.
That's fucked.
Jesus is a friend of mine. So, by the way, Christmas shopping coming up. The Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. The brand new Shop Target tab, too, at NateDarlingShow.com.
Actually pick your shit up at Target.
Yep. Or you can have it shipped to your house. Whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Just click through there. Gets a little bit of money in our pocket, and it does not cost you anything extra, so take advantage of that now and all year long.
Yeah.
Why go back? Why have to deal with going and buying toilet paper all the time?
Why?
Why deal with, oh, hey, if I buy three, I get a $10 gift card. Is it actually going to go through this time? Goes through every time on Target.com.
Bam.
And do you really want to fight the crowds at Target?
Nope.
I don't.
Nope.
You'll end up saving money because you won't wander around and go, oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, look at that. I need to have that.
True story.
Spend extra. Literally everybody I know who's like, I went into Target to buy two things that were going to cost $28. $156 later, here I am.
I wish they had this for Costco.
I think they do, actually.
Ooh, you need to sign us up for Costco.
You can do online orders with Costco.
No, I mean, and get the money for...
I would love to do affiliate program with Costco. I'll look into that. I've got time now. Oh. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. We will see you next time. Be nice to... yeah, don't be an asshole.
That's the show's motto.
Yeah, don't be an asshole. President Trump, just, if you're listening, I know you're not, but please... don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Sit. And have a great weekend. Bye. Jesus is a friend of mine.